Images from the periphery of time. Anyone who has had the opportunity to hike or climb in one of the great mountain ranges of the world will have noticed that something extraordinary happens as one ventures above treeline. The higher one goes, leaving behind the closed evergreen forest and stepping out into the treeless alpine tundra, the more one has a powerful sense of space opening up and time slowing down. As hinted at in the photograph above, standing almost a vertical kilometer above the glaciers shown below, one sometimes has a feeling of being taken back through the eons to the primal origins of life on the Earth itself. Rock, ice, sky, man, woman, nothing else. And then there is the sense of the vastness of time itself, of life stepping into the flow of the physically manifest, flourishing a while and then somehow mysteriously returning, much like snow crystals emerging out of clear cold air, lingering a while, then vanishing in the palm of one's hand. In the two poems presented here, both from Rilke's mature work in the New Poems, we encounter similar themes. What I find most striking about the somewhat abstract and awkward Eve is Rilke struggling to find the language for the fact that all life as it manifests is necessarily limited, and even at its peak, aspiring towards death, and yet God she had barely known at all. How different is the language of death experience? In this little-known masterpiece, we find Rilke using with complete confidence an imagery and tone which is very close to Shakespeare and yet very unlike the other poems of the collection. In an era in which we are all at least outwardly conditioned by a mechanistic science to time as measured by the clock and matter devoid of all spirit, Rilke's moving closing lines. But you're far away, removed out of our performance existence, sometimes overcomes us, as an awareness descending upon us of this very reality, so that for a while we play life rapturously, not thinking of any applause. Seem to take us back, like high mountain and glaciers sometimes do, to a place where for a brief moment we stand above and beyond the movement of beginning and ending itself.